Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Sri Radhe. Radhe Radhe. Amra nitya prati shravan kore aschi.
We are daily hearing Brahmar Gita. In separation from Sri Krishna, without having darshan of Sri Krishna, how is Radharani experiencing all the distress, her transcendental ego, transcendental anger towards him? The greatest devotee, dearest devotee of Sri Krishna, Uddhavji Maharaj, is speechless. He has surrendered himself at the lotus feet of the gopis of Sri Radharani. And he is describing how is Sri Vrindavan. The most divine, most glorious, whole Vraja Mandala, he, Uddhavji Maharaj, was describing that all. Uddhavji Maharaj came for only few days, actually for only one day, but little by little, he has stayed whole 10 months. He didn't even wish to leave Vraj anymore. He became the supreme bhakta of our Srimati Radharani, the Vraja Gopis, Vraja Vasis. He has risen so high to become their greatest devotee. And he has glorified Sri Vrindavan. He has spoken only one word. Uddhavji Maharaj was only saying Radhe, Radhe. In this way, he was glorifying and in this way, he was describing that there is no one else to be worshipped but Sri Krishna. In actuality, Sri Radharani is Krishna himself. Sri Padma Purana is explaining, Sri Radharani says, my male form is Sri Krishna. How beautiful, she says. We are hearing about it. This divine Vraja Mandal, how is this divine Vraja Mandal? We should have a knowledge about it. If not, we wouldn't know the glories of Sri Divine Vraja Mandal. And thus we won't get the right benefit. For example, before studying Srimad Bhagavatam, reading it, we should know about its glories. Why? Then only we will gain the complete bliss. We will be able then to understand complete glories and get the complete results. This is why the knowledge should be there first. Of course, it's not possible to know all, but as much as possible, we should understand its glory. We should understand how is Shri Vrindavan. What is the result of someone staying in Shri Vrindavan Dham? So before all, the knowledge should be there about it, about its glory. Then the complete bliss and the best benefit will come. So we are hearing some verses about it. All the living entities, trees, birds, animals, every living entity in Shri Vrindavan Dham is divine. This is Chintamani Bhumi. It's the land that is fulfilling all wishes. We should know what is the greatest thing to be obtained. Is it some wealth, self-aggrandizement, being proud, ourselves? What in actuality all these greatest women of Vraj desired? They are desiring Radha Govindaji's seva. They wish to gain only that. Desiring anything else is stupidity. All the land in Shri Vraja Dham is wish fulfilling, chinta mani. Whatever you desire, you will get it. So these exalted ladies of Vraj, what do they desire? Radha Krishna Seva. All the great personalities, they desire only that, and they are the most intelligent. They don't have any other desire. The most intelligent personalities have only such desires. Whatever big or small is here in Vraj, the tree or anything else can give you everything. But the great personalities, sadhus, they don't desire anything else but Radha Govinda's lotus feet. But those who don't have the divine vision, who don't have Shastra Chakshu, the eyes of the Shastra scriptures, with their ordinary eyes only, they are not able to see real Vraja Dham. If someone is looking through the eyes of Prem, Prem Chakshu, the eyes of purest love for Shri Krishna, then they would be able to see the real picture of Shri Vraja Dham, the real Vraja Dham, where Shri Krishna is playing with his cowherd boys, with gopis, with Vrajavasis. He's performing so many beautiful divine leelas all around. So Vrindavan is not ordinary. In Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji himself is describing the creator, Shri Brahmaji, he is describing that he desires also to be born as a simple creepers in Vrajadham, to be able to serve the lotus feet of Shri Radha Govinda. So, if someone is giving up everything else, all the other desires, and surrenders and serves here in Shri Vrajadham, in the dust of Shri Vrajadham, then all their desires will be fulfilled at the lotus feet, at the dust of the lotus feet of Shri Radha Govindaji. So greatest munis, sadhus, they have given up everything else. They have come to Vrindavan and they are doing jap and other austerities. Why? To gain the servanthood, dasyam, at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Govinda, at the dust of their lotus feet. So how divine, how glorious, how most blissful is Shri Vrindavan Dham. The Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna, he is loving Shri Vrindavan Dham more than his own self. Bengali language is the language, simple language, by which Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad has written his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Here in Shri Vrindavan Dham, all the trees, all the creepers, everything is wish fulfilling. But those pure Vrajavasis, all of them, they don't desire anything else except the service of Shri Krishna. All the saints, sadhus, with such a pure consciousness, all of the Vrajavasis with such a pure consciousness, except of service to Radha Krishna, they don't desire anything else. But those who don't have knowledge, they're coming to this Vrajadham desiring wealth. And such personalities, it's explained, they're bereft of knowledge. It's very hard to understand. The Lord is saying, all right, they have come to my dham, they're desiring wealth. I will give them wealth and forget about them. But the really knowledgeable persons, the real bhaktas, real Vrajavasis, except of Shri Krishna's lotus feet, they don't desire anything else. These verses are told to teach us. Just being sitting in Shri Vrajadham, all these wish-fulfilling cows, wish-fulfilling trees, wish-fulfilling land, they will give everything. But the pure-minded Vrajavasis, Vrajavasis with pure consciousness, they don't desire anything else except of little milk from these cows to prepare some nice preparations and offer to Sri Govinda. They don't desire their own enjoyment or wealth. Whatever simple speech is here, it's glorious as the most glorious songs. Just by their speech, they're constantly singing the glories of Sri Radha Krishna. The same way as it's in Sri Goloka Dham, in the same way here in the divine Sri Vraja Dham. Also, the water is like a pure nectar. There is no need of any other nectar. Simply, water is nectar-like here. This should be experienced. In Vrindavan, there was not even a simple hue of opulence. But the goddess of fortune, of all opulence, Lakshmi Devi, she came and she is staying here in Sri Vraja Dham. Nothing is missing here in Sri Vraja Dham. No one is bereft of any necessity here. Still, some are here in Sri Vraja Dham desiring wealth. Srimati Lakshmi Devi, she is herself here in Sri Vraja Dham, and she is giving the benefit, the blessings of opulence. So we can see those who are greedy for opulence, for wealth. Lakshmi Devi is blessing them in such a way. They are building huge ashrams, temples with watchtowers on the top, etc. They are getting everything. But the greatest munis, sadhus, they are simply begging. They are accepting dharma of renouncement. They are doing madhukari. They are begging as the bumblebees are going from flower to flower in such a way they are doing, it's called madhukari. They are collecting nectar, collecting honey, like begging alms. And they are the most intelligent. The greatest wealth, the wealth of all wealth, are the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And this is only thing that they are praying for. So it's very important that those who come and perform sadhana here in Sri Vraja Dham, that they don't desire anything else, that they don't desire any wealth, and that they desire only the lotus feet, the service at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Govinda. And with such a determination, surely the Lord will fulfill their desires in some life. So it's very important not to desire anything else from the Lord, no opulence nor anything else, except the service at His lotus feet. Then the life will gain perfection. How was this Vrindavan? How is it? How is it like? We shouldn't say how it was. That would be a mistake, because it's eternal. Those divine leelas are taking place constantly. Sri Vrindavanam is the dearest most place of Sri Govinda. It is the most complete. There are so many mountains, trees, and they are still here. Yamuna is here. So many lakes are here, ponds. Sri Govinda is taking Radharani sometimes under the Kalpavriksha trees, sometimes to the caves at Govardhan, and in so many places he's performing his leelas, his ras leelas full of nectar along with Srimati Radharani. So such a bliss doesn't exist nowhere else in whole creation. The Lord is saying, the most blissful in whole creation, in whole earth, as earth is closed, called the place of death, Mrityu, Matyaloka. There is no more blissful place, not only on earth, but in whole creation. Lord Brahma himself, he was praying an example is Gop Kumar. He was going through whole creation, but he only desired to be the cowherd friend of Sri Krishna here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Once Srimati Radharani went to meet Sri Krishna during the sun eclipse. All the Vrajavasis, Sri Radharani, they went to Kurukshetra, but Sri Radharani couldn't get that very same bliss as she experienced with Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. Why? Because all the moods have been changed. She couldn't gain the same bliss there. How is this possible? So much opulence is there. But still, Sri Radharani couldn't gain the same bliss that she had experienced with Sri Krishna here in Sri Vrajadham. That experience couldn't come close. That experience at Kurukshetra couldn't come close to her experience with Sri Krishna in Sri Vrajadham. Sri Radharani said, where is the sweetness of Sri Vrindavan Dham? Now you, Sri Krishna, is there in the dress of a king with horses and elephants. Where is your dress of a cowherd boy? Where is this Sri Vrindavan Dham, where we can be alone, Sri Radharani has spoken to Sri Krishna. They come, all the Vrajavasis, Sri Radharani, for the darshan of Sri Krishna. But Sri Radharani is saying, no, no. Although I have met my dearest Sri Krishna here at Kurukshetra, I can't get the same bliss. Where is that sweet Sri Vrindavan Dham? Nothing of its sweetness is present here, there at Kurukshetra.
Jabe pai tabe hoy banchito puran
I can't forget the glories of Sri Vrindavan Dham. So the main place of Sri Krishna, Sri Govinda, is Sri Vrindavan Dham, where he's performing his leelas with Vraja Gopis. And there is no more divine place than it, Sri Vraja Dham. This divine Vrindavan, how is Sri Vrindavan Dham? Is Chintamana Bhumi. It is the fish fulfilling land. With ordinary eyes, what can be seen? Everything around seems as ordinary. So with such ordinary eyes, the real Sri Vrindavan Dham can't be seen. Those who have the eyes of purest love of Sri Krishna, the eyes of Prem, only they can see divine Sri Vrindavan Dham. Only Sri Vrindavan Dham is that amazing, filled with so many secrets, hidden Sri Vraja Dham, place of Sri Krishna's pastimes. That kind of bliss, supreme bliss that exists in Sri Vrindavan Dham, doesn't exist anywhere else. It's the most glorious place. All around, everyone is chanting the name of Sri Radharani, Radhe Radhe. Such a supreme bliss doesn't exist anywhere else in whole creation, in whole Brahmanda. Sri Uddhavji Maharaj is saying, there are endless bhaktas of Sri Krishna in whole creation. They are having prem, they are having bhav, all these divine feelings, supreme love for Sri Krishna. But that kind of surrender, the way that Sri Vraja Gopi surrendered everything to Sri Krishna, that is not seen in anyone else. Those who were able to surrender everything to Sri Krishna, they are Vrajavasis. There is no comparison with them. No one else can be compared with them. Their attraction towards Sri Krishna, their concentrated, purest, supreme love for Sri Krishna doesn't exist in anyone else. They've surrendered, they've renounced everything naturally. As the gopis have naturally surrendered everything, their families, their children. Out of their natural attraction for Sri Krishna, they have naturally surrendered everything. They have such a supreme attraction towards Sri Krishna. And they, with such a intense feelings, moods, have entered into Ragatmika Bhakti. Those who were married, some of them also had children. Yes, they have experienced all these leelas, but in actuality, that's not true that they are married to someone else. Yoga Maya, internal energy of Sri Krishna, she has arranged that all the gopis are so-called married to some cowherd boys, but they are just the shadow-like forms.
Bhagavan
Some may think, why was Shri Krishna performing pastimes with someone else's wives? But in actuality, the supreme truth, tattva, is that Shri Krishna is the only husband of all the gopis. Being saints, sadhus, for many, many lives, they have prayed to gain Krishna as a husband. So in actuality, they are all Shri Krishna's wives. And for the sake of Leela, Shri Yogamaya has arranged that they are married to so-called shadow-like form of cowherd boys. So we should understand who is Shri Radharani. In Padma Purana, we find a place with such a beautiful ways it's been described. It says, Shri Radharani is Shri Hari and Shri Krishna is Radha. Radha is Shri Krishna. Two of them are the same. There is no difference between them. In Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Goswami Pad is also saying, Shri Krishna and Shri Radha are one. And only for relishing their leelas, their pastimes, they have become two. Shri Radharani is Krishna's Hladini Shakti, bliss giving potency of Shri Krishna. This is how she appeared from Shri Krishna, as a bliss giving potency. The bliss doesn't come when one is alone. So from Shri Krishna's limbs, Shri Radharani has appeared. Shri Radharani is half of Shri Krishna's limbs. And half of Shri Radha's limbs is Shri Krishna, Shri Govinda. There is no difference between two of them. Shri Radharani herself is saying, my male form is Shri Krishna. She herself is saying, my male form is Shri Krishna. She is clearly saying in Padma Purana. Shri Radharani is saying, who is Shri Krishna? Shri Krishna is my male form. Completely clearly, she is explaining. Shri Krishna is the one they have stolen the minds of the gopis. He is Manmohan, the stealer of the mind. So Shri Radharani is saying, Shri Krishna is my male form, Shri Radharani says. And Shri Krishna is saying, who is Shri Radharani? She is no one else by my bliss-giving potency. Krishna and Radharani are never separated and they are not different. They are one form. Srila Krishna Das Goswami Pad, when he was old, when he was 99 years old, he has written Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shri Krishna Das Goswami Pad is saying,
Shastrero Praman. Aha.
Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, he is in such a way churning all these topics in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those who have knowledge of all the Shastras, they can only understand the knowledge that's contained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's the greatest poetry. So the essence is explained here. There is no even a drop of difference between Radha and Krishna, these shlokas are saying. Many are saying, we haven't seen the marriage of Shri Radha Krishna. Only if they are separated, meaning two personalities, then they can be married. But Shri Radha and Krishna are one. Radha is Krishna and Krishna is Radha. When there are two personalities, then they can get married. If they are only one, how can they get married? Yes, in Leela, in the realm of Leela, they did marry. So Radha Krishna, they are one. So how can they get married? In Gopal Champu, it's explained at one spot, at one place, how Shri Radha Krishna got married. But that's Leela for their relish. That's the pastime that they relished. Our acharyas, the Shastra scriptures are saying, if Krishna would be sun, then his rays would be Shri Radharani. So sun and its rays are not different. So this is example given. If Shri Krishna would be sun, then his rays, the sun rays, would be Shri Radha. If Shri Krishna would be the moon, so then that soft effulgence of the moon would be Shri Radha. So it's clearly explained. It's very hard to understand Shri Radha Tattva if someone doesn't get even a little of blessings, of mercy of Shri Radha Krishna. Otherwise, it's very hard to understand. When I'm going to foreign countries, so many are asking me, you're all the time saying Radhe Radhe, we are saying Hare Krishna. But what does Hare Krishna means? It means Radha Krishna, but those who don't have knowledge, so they're saying, we are saying Hare Krishna and you're saying Radhe Radhe. They're thinking that it's some apa sampradaya, some non-bona fide, not proper sampradaya. That's the lack of knowledge to think like that. Radha and Krishna are not different. In tattva, in truth, there is some difference as well. So, in their forms, as Shri Radha Krishna, there are some differences. As Shri Radha told, my male form is Shri Krishna. So Shri Krishna is the male form and Shri Radharani is taking the female form.
ব্যাপারটা সহজভাবে পাওয়া যাবে। আর রাধা রানীকে পেলে কৃষ্ণ তো,
সো ইটস ডিসক্রাইবড that it's easy to get Shri Radharani's mercy, and one will also get the mercy of Shri Krishna.
তাই কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণকে সর্বদাই রাধা রানীর সম্মুখে থাকতে হয়। তো ওই কালো বেকা কৃষ্ণকে সহসা পাওয়া যায় না।
It's not easy to gain Shri Krishna.
রাধা রানীকে মিডিয়া বানিয়ে,
this is why of acharyas, our acharyas have first taken shelter of Shri Radharani, and then easily they will get the shelter of Shri Krishna as well. Why? Because Krishna is always there at Shri Radharani's eyesight. He's always there close to her, in front of her. So when getting her mercy, Shri Radharani's mercy, easily the mercy of Shri Krishna would be gotten as well. So there is no difference between two of them. Shri Radharani, she herself explains, she says, my male form is Shri Krishna. So there is no problem in saying Radhe Radhe or Hare Krishna. There is no difference. The difference is there for those who don't have knowledge only. So we have heard what Shri Radharani says in Shri Padma Purana. So the main point is that only the Vraja Gopis were able to experience Krishna in the most complete way. Their natural love for Shri Krishna, their concentrating attraction for Shri Krishna. Uddhavji himself is saying, no one else has such a concentrated attraction for Shri Krishna as the Vraja Gopis. So it's not possible to find such a most concentrated, the most supreme love for Shri Krishna as the one that the gopis possess. There are so many munis, saints, they are glorious. But to surrender material life, they have needed so much endeavor, so much practice, so much sadhana, how to give up material nature. So much knowledge, so much intelligence, that they come into this process, give up everything, practice this process. So much endeavor was needed. But these gopis of Vraj, they have naturally surrendered everything out of their intense, concentrated attraction towards Shri Krishna. They've surrendered everything, even not being aware of it. They've naturally done without any endeavors, not even being aware. Their renunciation is natural. But the renouncement that the sadhus, saints, munis did, they had to endeavor very much to perform so much sadhana. This is why it's explained that concentrated, intense attraction towards Shri Krishna and resulting renouncement, surrender, it's not seen in anyone else than in gopis of Vraj. It doesn't exist in anyone else in whole creation. Those divine moods don't exist in anyone else. Even to have the darshan, to witness their moods, It's not easy to gain such a qualification, to experience that. But by the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even those who are like us, still, by His mercy, if someone is hearing these topics, glorifying these topics, in this Kali Yuga, they would be able to get mercy of Srimati Radharani. Why? If someone is taking the nectar, knowingly or unknowingly, they will gain the benefit. So, by the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by His blessings, by His example that He has shown, those who are having faith in this Kali Yuga, those who are remembering these topics of Shivraja Gopis about their divine moods, they will be able to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So we are concluding our katha here. We can see that for so many days this katha is going on, and I'm very happy for that. So today we are concluding our katha here.
Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanande Hari Hari Bol.